It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Thomas Lake Harris was born in Buckinghamshire, England on May 15, 1823. His parents were Calvinist Baptists and very poor. In 1828, the family came to America to start a new life and settled in Utica. Harris received a local education, and at the age of 20, he became a Universalist preacher. About 1850, Harris professed to receive inspirations and published some long poems. He had the gift of improvisation in a very high degree and was able to compose verse in his head and dictate it in an essentially finished form. This talent supported his claim that he was in mental contact with spirit entities and led to the leadership of a small religious cult. In 1860, Harris founded a utopian religious community at Wassiac, New York, about 20 miles east of Poughkeepsie. There, he opened a bank and a mill and had about 60 converts. In 1867, the community, known as the Brotherhood of the New Life, moved across the state to settle in Brockton. In Brockton, Harris established a winemaking industry. In reply to the objections of his followers who were against the use of alcohol, Harris said that the wine prepared by himself was filled with the divine breath so that all the noxious influences were neutralized. Harris also built a tavern and strongly advocated for the use of tobacco. He required complete surrender from his disciples, even the surrender of moral judgment. Harris stayed in Brockton until 1875 when he traveled cross-country to Santa Rosa, California. There he created the Fountain Grove Community. In 1891, he announced that his body had been renewed and that he had discovered the secret of the resuscitation of humanity. Harris died on March 23, 1906, but his followers believed that he had attained the secret of immortal life on Earth and declared that he was only sleeping. It wasn't until 3 months later before it was acknowledged publicly that he was really dead. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.